over in the glory land.
Says, happy is that people whose God is the Lord. If you're not happy tonight, I'll tell you right now, you get a good dose of Jesus, it'll help you a whole bunch. Amen. Well, that's Sister Shirley.
I sing. I'm
going to lay this right here. Sister Shirley sing.
This song I'm going to do, it talks about God picking up pieces and putting them back together.
Amen.
And He does that in each one of our lives, you know. And if you think you've gone too far, I've seen Him take the worst and make something out of them, and you have too. And I don't know sure who wrote this song. It talks about He didn't throw the clay away.
Amen.
We were broken. We were wounded. All these kind of things. But I don't have my mic yet. But He is able to pick up the messes that we make.
That's right.
And make something really good out of it. I'm glad to have Rayleigh and Caden here tonight. They're our grandchildren, and we're just proud of our grandchildren, aren't we?
That's right.
Don't be so quiet on me now. Let's have a short or something.
Breathed into his nostrils and he became a living soul. Breathed in him the breath of life. The same one that breathed the breath of life into Adam gives you the breath that you're going to breathe right here in just a minute. The Bible said he can take it away. But he don't. He gives it. But not only does he give us the breath of life, but he gives us his blessings. And I tell you what the Bible said in Philippians chapter 1 verse 20. It says, being confident of this, he that's begun a good work in you will continue it to the day of Christ Jesus. He's still working on me.
Yes,
it's yet to be seen. I don't really know everything he's got in mind, Freddie Wade. I just know one thing, he's working on me. If he was honest tonight, you'd probably say he's working on you too. She mentioned about no matter how bad you are, he's able to mold the clay. And the Bible said in Isaiah chapter 1 verse 18, come now, saith the Lord, though your sins be as scarlet, I'll make them white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, I'll make them as wool. There's no case too hard for him. Jesus said, bring him unto me. And everyone they brought unto Jesus, he fixed them. Amen. I mean, he was able to do all things and done all things well. Amen. We got a young man here wanting to, I don't know if he's going to sing or say something tonight. I'm looking forward to hearing.
I think Papa's wanting to do something here.
All right.
He's definitely not going to sing because he's like me in that category.
All right.
But, wait a minute, Kate. Sam, right here a minute.
You want to do something, Riley?
Come on.
No. They're kind of in a strange place, yeah?
This is Cadence, and this is Ray. And my dad taught me four things. I remember sitting on his knee, and I was about this size right here. Now, I've done a lot of things wrong, but he said if you don't ever smoke the first cigarette, you won't have to break a bad habit because you're not going to like it the first time. If you don't take the first drink, you won't have to break a bad habit because you're not going to like it the first time. If you always tell the truth, you don't have to remember what you said.
Right.
And there's nothing worse than a thief and a liar.
Amen.
Now, like I said, I've done things wrong, but there's that drinking and smoking I never did do, and I know a lot of people do, and it's harmful.
Listen.
So when this little fella come along, we got 7 grandkids, 6 girls and this boy, and he's kind of special to me. I started teaching them when he was about, he's just starting to learn words. And there's some things that he's never, ever going to do that Pop's teaching him. And I thank my dad that he taught me.
Yeah.
And Caden is going to tell you, now he never has done this in front of a church before, but we told Brother Annell about this 2 or 3 years ago. And he come up here and asked him to do it. He said no, but then Pop talked to him. And he said he'd do it. So, what is it you're going to never, ever do? Talk loud now so they can hear him. Go ahead.
No.
You tell me. You got it. Talk.
No, what?
Never, ever what? Come on, let's go so we can get back to
sleep.
He
did it like.
Huh?
He was smaller.
Never drank no beer. What else? Come on.
What?
Say it loud. Cigarette.
Okay. No cigarettes.
What else? Come on.
No tattoos.
What?
No.
No
tattoos.
No tattoos. What about drugs?
No.
No drugs. Anything else? Bad words?
No bad words.
Amen.
All right. Who's this? Who's number one?
Jesus.
Who's that?
Devil.
Huh? Peter. Old devil. Say it loud.
The devil and...
And he's under our feet, isn't he?
Yeah.
That's right.
That's
right.
That's the bad one.
Huh? What? What you think?
It was much easier when he used to be little. He would just rail it off, and now I think he's got more, stage fright. Yeah.
More reservations.
I tell you something else he did. He,
Anthony Davis.
I asked him out the back a minute ago. I said, who's number one? He said, Kentucky. I said, who's this? He said, Louisville. I said, who's the big man? He said, Anthony Davis.
Yeah, they'll talk more about that, yeah.
So, this is the first time he's done this, and I really appreciate you doing it, Caden. And you're not ever going to do any of those things, are you? Why? Because Jesus don't want you to, and Pop taught you that, didn't he?
Amen.
Okay.
That's right. Amen. I bless you, Brother Jesse. Amen.
And let me say another thing. You know, they say a picture is worth 1,000 words.
Yeah.
And you've seen these children now. And last year, we asked you all to pray for their parents.
Yeah.
And almost every Sunday, these children are in church, but we're doing it. And the parents need to be doing it.
Yeah.
And I feel very, oh, you have a little faith sometimes, because actually I prayed for those parents 7 years.
Yeah.
But don't be weary in well-doing, the scripture says. And I'm just looking forward to that day when they accept Jesus in their heart and take his children to church. But they do know about God because they hear, you know, from us all the time. But keep praying for them. Please put them on your prayer list, parents.
We pray for them, Sister Sherry. The Bible said, wait on the Lord and be of good courage. Psalms 27, verse 14. It says, wait on the Lord and he'll bring it to pass. God's time is not like ours. He showed up 4 days late. On purpose, at Lazarus' graveside, because the Jews believed that you could still raise from the dead until 4 days, then they thought you was truly dead after 4 days, so he wanted them to know why he waited 4 days, because he was going to raise Lazarus. So the Jews couldn't say, hey, he raised on his own. He wanted it to be done in such a way they'd know he done it.
That's right.
We got some other singers here tonight, King's daughters here tonight, going to be singing tonight. I want us to take our time tonight. Kind of rushed everybody last night. I was in a rush myself. I worked the night before and had to work last night. Couldn't get out of it. Had someone that had a death in the family, and they just let so many people off. It hung over my head last night. And I don't have nothing hanging over my head tonight. So we just enjoy ourselves. If you're in a hurry, you're more welcome to leave if you need to leave. But I'm here until it's over. Amen. If we stay till midnight, I'll be here. Amen. I come and enjoy myself tonight. We get the King's daughters to come up here, and y'all singing tonight, ain't you? Yeah, we'll get them to come up here and Let them sing what the Lord's laid on their heart. We may have some other singers. I don't know. I know one thing. I want to utilize all I can. I said happy is that people whose God is the Lord. I've been happy ever since April 27th, 1988, when Jesus took His rightful place upon the throne of my heart. Been living and reigning ever since. Amen.
Okay, we're going to do Here I Am. We've not practiced on it for a while, but we're going to do it for Miss Back. Miss Sophie. On that resurrection morning, when the redeemed are gathering in, I'll be in that royal number.
Yeah.
When they call my name,
yeah.
When they all join in and sing hallelujah to the King,
yeah.
I'll cry with the joyful sound, Lord, here I am, here I am. And found,
yep.
There were 99, but He left the fold to find one little lost lamb, and here I am.
Yep.
When old Gabriel blows the trumpet and we rise up in the air, in less time than a split second, we'll be changed from here to there, where there'll be no grief or pain. Perfect peace and joy shall reign. Home at last I shall proclaim, Lord, here I am, here I am, here I am. I'm the one the shepherd left the fold and found. There were 99, but He left the fold to find one little lost lamb, and here I am. There were 99, but He left the fold to find one little lost lamb, and here I am.
We've got a couple of new ones that we've started singing, and it's a good time to start them because it's Easter. And both of these are kind of an Easter song, and Easter's probably, well, it is my most favorite time of the year. So I'll just listen to the words of these two songs. Peter, do you love me? Go and feed my sheep. Peter, do you love me? Take care of the weak. Peter, do you love me? Stand up and be strong. Now I have to go away, but I won't leave you alone. When they took the Lord from the garden, Peter followed them. And someone recognized him and said, there's one of them. Peter, he denied him 3 times in a row, but his heart was broken when he heard the old cock crow. Peter, do you love me? Go and feed my sheep. Peter, do you love me? Take care of the weak. Peter, do you love me? Stand up and be strong. Now I have to go away, but I'll not leave you alone. Well, on the day of Pentecost, the Comforter arrived. He came in like a rushing wind with cloven tongues of fire. Peter stood up and began to preach to them the holy word. And after 3,000 souls were saved, these words you might have heard. Peter, do you love me? Go and feed my sheep. Peter, do you love me? Take care of the weak. Peter, do you love me? Stand up and be strong. Now I have to go away, but I'll not leave you alone. Well, Peter grew stronger in the faith and preached throughout the land. He walked and talked and prayed to God, obeying his command. And when they crucified him, they nailed him upside down. And these words you might have heard as the hammer rang out loud. Lord, you know I love you.
Sorry.
Lord, you know I love you. I tried to feed your sheep. Lord, you know I love you. I took care of the weak. Lord, you know I love you. I'll stand up and be strong. Now I have to go away, but I'll not leave you alone.
She's supposed to have that on the back, but she didn't do it. I know that check was just sound. Sorry, I didn't think of that till just now. Some of you may have remembered when the Hoy family was here.
Yeah.
They sang this song. We've got it on their CD, My King's Apparel. It goes along with Easter, too, but I think it's got some beautiful words in it. Yes. So you listen to what Christ did for us when he went to the cross.
The crown that my king wore was made of thorns. His gems were bright rubies of blood. His royal apparel designed with a scourge, making bright crimson stripes on his holy frame. And oh, he wore it so well, my king's apparel, he wore it so well. And oh, he wore it so well, my king's apparel, he wore it so well. His jewelry was nails in his hands and feet. No throne he hung on a cruel tree. His royal carpet was blood in the sand. Crucify Jesus, the sinner's demand.
Yeah.
And oh, he wore it so well, my king's apparel, he wore it so well. And oh, he wore it so well, my king's apparel, he wore it so well. And oh, he wore it so well, my king's apparel, he wore it so well. And oh, he wore it so well, my king's apparel, he wore it so well.
All right, thank the Lord for the King's Daughters singing for us tonight. And Easter's next Sunday. Good thing about Easter is he got up. And the Muslims said the only thing us Christians got to glory in is an empty tomb. Their God's still in the grave, and some reason they can't figure that out. But I'm glad there's an empty tomb over there that testifies to this world that he conquered death, got the keys of death, hell, and the grave. He said, "Behold, I'm he that was dead and am alive forevermore. I've got the keys of death, hell, and the grave." And tell you what, that's my kind of God right there. He conquered death. Hebrews said he took his body through death to destroy him and had the power of death. That is the devil. He destroyed the devil right there at Calvary, and the devil never even saw it coming. Have we got anybody else here tonight aiming to sing tonight? All right, is anyone we can talk y'all into singing tonight? We're trying to pump the well. We got heads shaking everywhere. Oh, did y'all find it? Sister Margaret got her hopes up. Y'all aim to sing that song about. I'll tell you what, I want to go to God in prayer real quick while they're looking for that song. I feel like I need to. Father, we love you tonight. Well, what a blessing it is being the family of God. Lord, on this cursed world, Father, Lord, with me and Lord every day, Lord, they don't think there's nothing worth living for. And many, Father, try to drown a guilty conscience with alcohol or drugs. And Lord, it seems like, Father, they just love darkness because their deeds are evil. I'm so glad, Lord, that you're the light that lighteth every man. I thank you, Father, for the day you lit my darkness, Lord, and brought me into the light. And I pray, dear Father, tonight, Lord, you'd come down and visit this service. I pray, Father, Lord, you'd challenge every heart that's here. And I pray we'd assure our hearts to God that we're who we say we are. Your word says that we to examine ourselves and prove ourselves, see whether Christ be in us or not. And I pray the word of God, Lord, would do that tonight. I pray, Lord, it would be anointed from on high. Pray it would prosper in the thing it's sent to do, not return void. Bless the preaching of your word. Bless, Lord, your name here, dear Father, tonight. Lord, bless your children. And Father, I pray you'd visit, Lord, this service as only you can. Lord, I pray, Father, Lord, you'd run the devil off. He'd not have a place here. Pray he'd not be able to meddle with the message or the preacher or the preaching of the word of God. Pray he'd give liberty, anointed liberty from on high. We'll thank you and praise you and humbly ask these things in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. Amen. All right, we'll get Brother Keith up here. Did y'all find the song? It's all settled, I'll rest a little while. Sound pretty good to me. Well, come right on. I'm telling you, we're not on schedule tonight. It'd be good if we never was on one. But we're certainly not on one tonight. Praise the Lord. Somebody got a word, you help yourself. I'll tell you right now. The Bible said he inhabits the praise of his people. It says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. We say so little. I don't know what in the world's wrong with us. Kind of squeezes like a sponge, I guess, to get anything out. But we need to praise the Lord a little bit. Amen. All right.
Sorry, it's kind of hard to sing without a piano player, and we can't find one.
So. We need one
here.
Pull rock over
the corner
on one run out.
I know we need one here, too. That's why I can't pray
for
one, because
sure.
You need one.
What key
you want
in?
Probably C.
Down here beneath the many sorrowful spirits that set us all the time. We long for heaven's sweet refreshing, just to take them off our mind. We travel through the desert barren and across the river.
She said, I can't sing it while I'm going everywhere.
Laura.
Rivers grand, still long, really longing for the day to come when I can settle down and rest.
I'll rest.
I'll rest beside the peaceful river flowing right before the throne. It's in the presence of my Savior, and I know it won't be very long.
Sweet fellowship.
Sweet fellowship will last forever. Lovely singing all the time. I can settle down over there. Eternal rest will then be mine. Down here we meet with many sorrows, fears beset us all the time. For heaven's sweet refreshing, just to take them off our minds.
We travel through the deserts barren and across the rivers great.
Still longing for the day to come when I can settle down and rest.
I'll rest
beside the peaceful river flowing right before the throne of God. It's in the presence of my Savior, and I know it won't be very long.
Sweet fellowship
will last forever. Love is singing all the time.
When I
can settle down over there, eternal rest will then be mine. Lately I've been getting homesick, just to lay my cares all down. No matter where I go in this world, things of comfort can be found. But we seek a better country where we'll live with all the blessed. Yonder on the hills of glory, I can settle down and rest.
I'll rest.
Rest beside the peaceful river flowing right before the throne of God. It's in the presence of my Savior, and I know it won't be very long.
Sweet fellowship
will last forever, lovely singing all the time.
When I
can settle down over there, eternal rest will then be mine.
Verse 9 says there remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. Glad, praise God, we got a rest home, not like the ones down here where they try to put you at your misery, but up there, praise God, we're going to rest from our labor like God did from his. They want you to play an instrument.
I think it's for the friend we have in here.
I think
it's the first song ever played. And I think as I was giving my testimony here, my mom was in a washroom, and it wasn't finished. It was one of the rooms in the house that wasn't finished, and we lived really close to a church, and they gave us an old piano, and half the notes on it was dead. But she had the ringer type, and she would wash, and I'd go over there, and I'd just start playing. And the first song that I ever really put together, it went something like... saved when I was 11, and before long I just had an anointing to play, and I just started adding, and so I think this is sort of how I would play it now.
Thank you.
covered with a load of care. And but let me just go one more verse.
Keith Luce here. Before I do, I'd like to say one thing. I heard this from my pastor. An older minister went to a church up in the hills, on the side of a hill, cut out into the side of a hill, an old country church. And he went in there and sat down, and everybody was sitting there waiting. He thought, what are we waiting on? And they sat there, and the silence was getting the best of him. He said, what are we waiting on? He said, just a minute. He said, about the time the back doors opened on the church, and a little girl come through the doors, and she was leading an elderly lady by the hand, and the little girl walked over there and led that older lady to the piano, and the lady was blind, and the little girl got over there, and she got set down, got everything all adjusted, and she was blind, and she run her hand down I guess you call it the keyboard one time and hit a few notes there like Sister Shirley did right there. And she said, I don't know about you all, but I come to have church. That's about what I feel like right now is what I was trying to tell a lot about. I appreciate her making that piano come alive. That's what that blind lady did. She made that piano come alive. And she said, I don't know about you all, but I feel like having church. That's what I feel like. We're going to ask Brother Keith, if you would please come up here. What the Lord's put upon his heart, please share with us tonight. I challenge you tonight to hear the word of God. She's right. Things have changed. The Bible said in the last days, there'll be a famine, not of bread, no meat, but of hearing the word of God. And I appreciate God's man. We got a man of God going to preach the word of God tonight. Come on, Brother Keith.
Thank you, Lord.
All right.
Amen.
God bless you, preacher.
Thank you.
Amen.
I hope you folks have had a good day. We have strived to try to help some people to come to church. I believe one of the prettiest voices in singing that I ever heard was the late Walter Brennan, Grandpa McCoy. You all know of him. I know like him. He's a deeply religious man. And I heard him with some little children singing What a Friend We Have in Jesus.
Yeah, man.
And brother, if you couldn't feel the power of God with that old man is singing and them children are singing, you're dead.
That's right.
You know, the man that wrote the song, What a Friend We Have in Jesus, they said that he married a woman that day. She died before that night.
Yeah.
And then he wrote the song,
That's
What
right.
a Friend We Have in
That's
Jesus.
Right.
Let me tell you something, children. I'd rather know what I've got in here tonight.
Bless you, Lord.
And I own this country from Columbia to Rocky
right.
Springs, everything
Amen.
On both sides of it.
Amen.
Because one of these days I'm going to step out into eternity.
That's right, Brother Keith.
And I'm going to face the Lord, and I'm going to face the record that I've lived. Every one of you sitting here in this church tonight, I don't know whether there's a sinner here or not. I don't
Bless
know.
You.
But you and the Lord does.
Bless you.
And you know what? The Lord knows everything there is to know about
right.
you. You couldn't hide nothing from Him if you wanted to.
Bless you, preacher.
The Lord knows how many times you've prayed today.
That's right.
How much does He know about you? He said He knew your thoughts before all.
Amen.
He even knows what you're thinking about as you sit here in this church tonight.
Amen.
I'm here to say this to you, the greatest gift, I believe, that God has ever given us is the ability to pray.
That's right.
Pray. You know, if you couldn't have prayed, you wouldn't have been a Christian tonight.
That's right.
Just talking to the Lord. You know, He said the fervent, effectual prayer of a righteous man availeth much.
Amen.
One old fella prayed for it not to rain, and there wasn't a drop of rain
Amen.
Fell for 42 months.
Amen. Right.
Man, it got dry. You know, he told that fella, he said, you go and lay by the brook Cherith. And he said, I'm going to command the raven birds to bring food to you and feed you.
Right. That's right.
And whenever that brook dried up, he said, I prepared a widow woman in Zarephath Zidon and said, I want you to go and abide and abode with her.
Amen.
When he got to that city, children, that widow woman was a gathering sticks
to fix
the last bit of meal she
That's
had
right.
in the barrel.
That's right.
That old man told her, he said, I want you to take what meal's in there and fix me a thing of bread first.
Yeah.
Lord have mercy, her and her brother, her and her son was on starvation.
That's right.
But some way, somehow or another, she minded the word
yes.
of that old man.
God bless you, Brother Keith. Amen.
And you know what? She fixed it for him, and he was there with her more than 3 years.
That's right.
And the meal and the barrel never did
Lord.
Run out.
That's right.
You're serving a great God tonight. Do you hear me? You serving a God tonight that said that all power in heaven and earth was in His hand.
That's right.
I'll put my faith in Him.
God bless you.
Right.
Amen.
He said He knows what there is to know about us. I want to read to you folks tonight about a little prayer service in a home. You all know where I'm going.
Bless you, Lord.
Over in the Acts of the Apostles. The devil had grabbed their pastor and had put him in jail. That devil had put him behind 2 or 3 iron gates. Had soldiers on each side of him. In locks and chains. The devil thought for sure that he had him where that he would never get out. But we go back to what he said. All power in heaven and earth in my hand. Turn with us, if you will, tonight to the 12th chapter of the Acts of the Apostles. Now, the Acts of the Apostles is the history of the early church. It was written by St. Luke. Now, you will find a total of 10 sermons in this book. Paul preached 5 of them. Peter preached 4. And who preached the other one? A deacon. His name was Stephen. And that man lost his life because of that sermon, because they stoned him to death. But I want you to listen very carefully to this here tonight. Now, Herod had persecuted and all the Christians at that point. Now, about that time, Herod the king stretched forth his hand to vex certain of the church. And he killed James, the brother of John, with the sword. And because he saw it pleased the Jews, he proceeded farther to take Peter also. Then were the days of the unleavened bread. And when he had apprehended him, he put him in prison and delivered him to 4 quaternions of soldiers to keep him, intending after Easter to bring him forth to the people. Peter, therefore, was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing. Don't forget that. Without ceasing. Of the church unto God for him. And when Herod would have brought him forth, the same night Peter was sleeping between 2 soldiers, bound with 2 chains, and the keepers before the door kept the prison. And behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him, and the light shined in the prison, and he smote Peter on the side, and raised him up, saying, "Rise up quickly." His chains fell off from his hands.
Amen.
And the angel said unto him, "Gird thyself, bind on thy sandals," and so he did. And seeth him, and cast him the garment about him, and followed him, followed me. And he went out and followed him, and wist not that he was true, that he was done by the angel, but thought he saw a vision. And when they were past the first and the second ward, they came into the prison gate that leadeth into the city, which opened to them of his own accord. And they went out and passed on through one street, and forthwith the angel departed from him. And when Peter was come to himself, he said, "Now I know of a surety that the Lord hath sent his angel and hath delivered me out of the hands of Herod and from all the expectations of the people of the Jews." And when he had considered the thing, he came to the house of Mary, the mother of John, whose surname was Mark, where many were gathered together praying. And as Peter knocked at the door of the gate, a damsel came to the hearken named Rhoda. And when she knew Peter's voice, she opened not the gate for gladness, but ran in and told how Peter stood before the gate. And they said unto her, "Thou art mad." But she constantly affirmed that it was even so. Then when they had it is his angel. But Peter continued knocking, and when they had opened the door and saw him, they were astonished. He beckoned unto them with the hand to hold their peace, and declared unto them how the Lord had brought him out of the prison, and how he had gone and shewn these things unto James and to the brethren. And he departed and went into another place. Now as soon as it was day, there was no small stir among the soldiers what was become of Peter.
Amen.
And when the Herod had fought for them and found him not, he examined the keepers and commanded that they should be put to death.
That's right.
And he went down from Judea to Syria and there abode. Now these people was between a rock and a hard place. The laws of the land had taken over, and that ruler had demanded that Peter would be put in prison. He had put him in a place there where that it was absolutely impossible for him to get out. And these people didn't have nothing else they could do but to take their problems to the Lord in prayer.
Amen.
Now, when you've tried everything else,
listen,
and it's failed you,
listen,
then you have the Lord. I've seen people that would have serious sickness in the family, in the home. They would scream for the very best specialist that they could find. They would go from far and near and spend all the money. And then finally, they would get back to the real thing.
Amen.
And they'd call upon the Lord.
Amen.
Peter told the Lord one time when he asked a question of him. They asked him about these things, and he said, Lord, he said, to whom shall we go?
Yeah.
Well, I have the words of eternal life.
Amen.
I don't care what your problem is tonight or where you at.
Bless you, Lord.
The Lord's got an answer for it.
Yes, he does.
Now, he might not have the answer you want. And he might not have the things to say you'd like to hear. But the Lord's got what you need.
Amen.
If you'll just follow him. Now these people here had took it to their church. They were little bunch of nobodies. They didn't have any power. They didn't have any political position. Only thing they could do was take it to the Lord in prayer.
That's right.
Now, the Lord got disturbed when this bunch of little people began to pray.
Amen.
Let me tell you something. The Lord's ears is always open.
That's right.
To the people when it comes to praying.
Amen.
I've tried the Lord out. Have you ever tried Him out when it comes to prayer?
Amen.
One time I remember my late wife going to a general surgeon there in Louisville. And you know, he told her, he said, Miss Sullivan, he said, I've tried everything I know. And I've done an ultrasound. And he said, there's a dark mass in your side. He said, lady, I have operated on thousands and thousands of people in all these hospitals here. He said, from the appearance of this picture that we're getting here, it's a bad news. He said, if you've got anything you need to straighten up or to do, he said, I'd say to you and your husband, do it now. And I'll do my best. Well, she come out of that doctor's office and tears was pouring out of her eyes.
Bless him.
I want to tell you something. The best thing you can do is stay on good praying grounds with the Lord. Do you hear me?
Amen.
There may be something around the bend of the road that you're going to need every ounce of strength, power, and faith you've got.
Amen.
Walk as close as you can.
Amen.
But you know, we got home, and I tried not to talk to her about it.
Bless you, Lord.
But for the next 3 weeks, before that surgery, Lord, in mercy, I'd catch myself downstairs in the basement in the den of praying at 2:30 in the morning.
Amen.
Prayed day and night. Lord, please don't take her away from me. Let me tell you something, children. When you get down to business with the Lord, He'll get down to business with you. Do you hear me?
Amen.
The fervent, effectual prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Oh, let me tell you something, children. That 3 weeks was the longest time. Had to have a complete hysterectomy. Bad shape. I prayed day and night. That morning we went down there. Brother Jim Galt was there to meet us when we got there. They was a pretty good bunch of people up on the second floor. Let me say this to you, children. I want to serve the Lord when things are bad. And
bless
then when they get on the mountaintop, I'll still be able to get a hold of them. Prayer's got prayer in it. Prayer has got power in it. If you're living for the Lord, let me tell you something. God hears the words of a righteous prayer. Don't you think He don't? I'm here to say this to you. They took her up. I guess it was 15 minutes. It didn't seem like that long even. Nurse come back and she said, Mr. Sullivan, would you come down to the hall? The doctor wants to see you. Lord, have mercy. God, I believe that's the longest hall I ever walked down.
Bless you, brother.
I got there, he's smiling. He said, Mr. Sullivan, everything went good.
Amen.
I said, I'm glad to hear it. What about the dark mass? He said, they wasn't there.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God.
Let me tell you something, children. He said that all power in heaven and earth was in His hands. Yes, we're all going to die one of these days.
Bless Him, Lord.
But I'm here to say this to you. I believe a lot of people brings bad things on them when they could do things better. Let me tell you something. If you're here tonight and you're not satisfied with where you are in the eyes of God, you can do something about it if you'll come and get on this altar here and talk to the Lord. I guess I'm old fashioned, but I like to talk and tell it at mourner's bank.
It's all right with you. Amen.
I'm here to say this one thing to you. If you'll talk to the Lord every day in prayer, He'll take care of some of these little petty things you've got that's
right.
Aggravating you, children.
Amen.
I don't care what you've got wrong in your life. This book here has got the answer to it somewhere. It's just like a big drug store. All that medicine in that drug store won't take care of every problem you've got, but it'll take care of the ones you need. These people was in trouble. Their leader was in jail. The devil had stopped them. The devil had stopped them. I'm going to tell you something, children. The Lord's got the remedy for the devil. Do you hear me tonight? He sure has. And, you know, the Bible says here, I believe I noticed told you all that, they was making prayer without ceasing.
That's right.
It was continual, see? And the Lord knew what their need was.
Yes.
I don't care who you are tonight. The Lord's got the answer and the remedy to your problems. Your problems, children. And you know, I want to tell you, after that, my wife got straightened up and things got a whole lot better. The Lord eventually took her, but she was about 76 years of age whenever He did. We had a lot of good years together. I want to tell you something. A marriage that's recorded in heaven, the Lord is right in the middle of it, ain't it? I promised the Lord that I'd take care of that woman till death do us part. I fed her every bite she eats for the last 4.5 years. I took care of her every way like you would a baby. I loved her. A real true marriage, children, it's based on love. Do you hear me? Sometimes I'd wake up at night and I'd think, Lord, I wonder if her feet's cold. I'd get up, and if they was, I'd get some dry, clean socks. I'd get a hairspray in. Warm her feet up and all of that.
Listen.
Let me tell you something,
Listen,
children.
Lord.
I believe in doing a complete job. if you're serving the Lord, do a good job of it.
Amen.
Give Him the best you've got.
Yeah.
Give Him everything. But you know, the Lord was disturbed because this little band of people, Brother Preacher, had trouble. Shook one of them angels and he said, you get down yonder and take care of that jail business.
Amen.
The Lord sent that angel in there, children, and he shook Peter. He woke him up.
Yep.
He got through three gates there and then locked. That wicked ruler had a bunch of wicked people to guard him. But he knowed exactly what they needed.
That's right.
Let me tell you something. He told Peter, he said, to arise. The shackles fell off of his hand. Just think about it. You worry about little things concerning your life and the Lord, but it's no problem for the Lord to take care of these things.
That's right. That was too hard.
Let me say this to you tonight. If you know that your heart is not quite right with God, it's a very simple thing for you to make your way to this altar here and pour your heart out to the Lord.
Bless Him, Lord. Bless Him.
Talked to a man this evening, crippled man, been crippled all the days of his life. And I said, man, right here in this chair, you've got every bit of the tools you need to work with.
That's right.
Amen.
I said, all you've got to do is to talk to the Lord in prayer. I said, the Lord already knows you personally.
Right.
He began telling me how bad his brother had done him. I said, my God, that brother of yours ain't going to take one outer dollar with him. It's not his.
Right.
Amen.
I've been to a lot of funerals, but you know what? I've never seen a U-Haul truck in one.
Amen.
Have you? I've never seen one. My companion was laying in death in that funeral home there on Bardstown Road. That man owned 16 funeral homes. A wealthy man, a multi-millionaire. I asked him, I said, all them funerals you've had, have you ever seen a U-Haul? And he said, oh Lord, no, what do you mean? What are you talking about? I said, well, you're a multi-millionaire. Yeah, yeah. But I said, you know what? You ain't going to be able to take one old penny of that with you. Boy, that fella got busy. He said, I've got things I've got to do. Let me tell you something. Death is the equalizer. Death puts the pauper on the same level as the multimillionaire. You know, Brother Preacher, one of the clearest stories to be found in this book here is about the man that had everything imaginable.
Right.
Had everything he wanted. Had the best of food. Servants. He had everything. And they brought a fella and laid him right there at his gate. And that guy didn't have nothing.
That's right.
That fella even begged for the crumbs from that fella's table.
Amen.
Even had sores all over him. And dogs come and licked his sores.
Amen.
Now, I mean, he was at the bottom of the pole. There was no doubt about it. And you know what? The Bible says they both died. And you know, the Lord sent angels there as pallbearers to take care of the poor man, didn't he?
Amen. Amen, yes.
But you know, that other feller opened his eyes up in hell.
Amen.
If you're here tonight, and you're lost and without God,
oh, me.
You're on your way to taking the place of that feller that opened up his eyes in hell.
That's right.
Because this Bible says, ye must be born again. There was a fellow named John that said he said, be thou faithful until death, and I will give thee a crown of life. Now, how much does people know in hell? Now, this is the Lord's own words. The Lord said that fellow could even look back and see his father's house. He could see his brother. He had more compassion on his family and his brothers than he had ever had in this life. You know what? That guy would have made a good church member. Do you know what? I wouldn't doubt but what he wouldn't have been the first in the church on Sunday morning. But he couldn't come back, could he? He couldn't come back. You know, he wanted to go over there and join Lazarus. But the Lord told him there was a great gulf between them, didn't he? You know what? The Lord let that fella look from the pits of hell where he had come from. Mm-hmm. How much did he know? Well, he was at his cell. He recognized his father's home. And you know, he seen that poor beggar in Abraham's bosom, didn't he? Let me say this to you tonight, children. God has afforded you the greatest gift ever known is being able to talk to him in prayer.
Amen.
Prayer. Lord, how I remember how I prayed when I got on the altar. I prayed and prayed and prayed, and that preacher preached so hard. And you know, finally, Lord told me if I'd go and repay 3 debts that I had stole from people, just a few pennies, I'll talk to you. I want to tell you something, and don't you ever forget this on your way home. You're not going to heaven to live a Christian life. You better be living one here. Because you know what? There ain't going to be no people in heaven that throwed off on everybody else. I've heard people say, Lord, if it wasn't for all the hypocrites down at the church, my God, I'd rather go to heaven and leave the hypocrites to go to hell myself.
Amen.
You know, a guy told me this evening, he said, I could show you a preacher that has done this or that up this road. I said, I'm going to tell you something, friend. You and that preacher both is headed for hell if you don't repent.
Right.
And the longer I talked to him, the more interesting he got.
Right.
Let me say this one thing to you. We used to sing an old song called I'll Have a New Body. Mm-hmm. You know, whenever you lay somebody to rest out here in one of these cemeteries, according to St. Paul in his letter to the Corinthian church, there's going to be a new and a glorified body come out of that grave. You know that? You know, it would be quite a sight to stand out here in an old cemetery and to see a bunch of these old saints' graves open up on that day. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. You know, read the book of Thessalonians. Man, it'll open your eyes up.
Amen.
It'll show you what's going on.
That's right.
You know, the Lord's coming back one of these days. And you know what? When he sounds that trumpet, the only ones that's going to hear it is them that died in Christ. Do you hear me? And them that are changed in the twinkling of an eye. I want to ask you something tonight. Every single one of you sitting here, I don't care how old or how young you are, how many times you prayed today? How many times have you found a place somewhere today? And if nothing else, just say, Lord, I want to thank you for the clothes on my back.
Amen.
Lord, I want to thank you for the roof over my head. Lord, I want to thank you for the food on my table.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy. You know, David said, for what shall I render unto the Lord for all of his benefit toward me? Read the 116th Psalms. It's got some good reading in there.
Amen.
I'm here to say this one to you. My daddy one time was sharpening some handsaws in a little old shed on the side of a smokehouse. A little man from down the creek there. He's about 5 foot tall, 5'5" or something like that. It'd been raining a lot that summer, sort of like it had this year, you know. And he said, Paul Sullivan, he said, we're all going to starve to death. He said, Luther, how's that? Well, he said, if it's rained, then we can't put a garden out. We can't put nothing out. He said, what are we going to do? He said, Luther, how old are you? He's somewhere. I'm 76. He wasn't quite that old. But he said, well, he said, have you ever seen the time you didn't have clothes to wear on your back? He said, no, sir. He said, have you ever seen the time you didn't have a shelter to get in out of the weather. He said, no, I haven't. Well, he said, have you ever seen the time that you didn't have food to eat? No. How old are you? He told him. He said, you know, if the Lord had took care of me this many years, I wouldn't start doubting him now.
Amen.
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 You know, he said, you know what he said over there, lady, in Matthew 6:33? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these things shall be added unto you. If you will put God first in your life, he'll take care of these things. Do you hear me tonight? There was a woman one time that Sarah and Abraham decided that the Lord needed some help. He had promised Abraham of that great nation and all that, you know. And my God, she was 90. And you know, I forgot, no, she wouldn't have been at that time. But you know, she was way past the age. Abraham was an old man. And you know, they decided that Abraham ought to take that maid woman's and have her to have his child. There's your surrogate.
Yeah.
And you know, Lord, let him go ahead and do it. Sometimes if you're so head-bent to do something, the Lord will let you do it. But you know, the Bible said that, come on, and that woman had a child for Abraham. But when it got there, it created problems they hadn't even thought about.
Right.
All of a sudden, Sarah got jealous of it, didn't she? Sarah couldn't stand to see that kid that Abraham had had with that maidservant, Hagar. He told them to get out of there. I want to tell you something, children. The Lord sees everything and he knows everything.
That's right.
The Bible knows what you're even trying to do.
Amen.
Whether it's right or whether it's wrong.
Right.
But you know, Abraham fixed up something to drink. I've got allergies so bad tonight. But you know, children, he fixed up food and drink and sent them off. And they got in the wilderness. You remember the story? You've read your Bible. And you know what? They began to cry. But all of a sudden, the Lord appeared there, and he took care of them. But you know what? They went ahead then and done what God wanted them to do. Abraham was 100, and that woman, Sarah, was 90, and she bare a son. Do you reckon they'd get that on the evening news here at Columbia if some woman had a baby that was 90 years old? I wonder, you reckon they'd get it on the news? Here the other day, I was trying so hard there at home to get the weather. I wanted the weather. You know what they wanted to talk about? The ball game. Oh, the ball game. I mean, that was everything. You know, I wish we could get people interested in God and the things of God as much as they do a ball game.
That's right.
I'm here to say this one thing to you tonight. Prayer is the greatest thing you've got going for you. You know, I've never started a day off that I can recall since I've been saved. I was saved by the preacher on the 25th day of April of 1965. The Lord called me to the ministry on November the 3rd of that year. 46 long years I've been trying to preach this word. The word will stand when everything else has come to a close. Do you hear it? You know, one time I was trying to work with the church, and I'm telling you, the devil just about had that place hooked and drowned it and pulled it under. I preached as hard as I could. And a woman said to me, she said, preacher, when are you going to quit preaching to the church? I said, when people let you get where you belong, I won't have to, will I? Let me tell you something. You know what straight preach, you know the group it bothers? Is the devil. The devil. An old-fashioned, old-time Holy Ghost Christian that's living for the Lord, you can't preach it too straight for them because it's food to their soul. Peter thought he saw a vision. He come, followed that angel. The Lord's got the power to get you to do whatever He wants you to. Do you know that?
Amen.
He can get the message right over to you. They went through two gates there. When they entered the second street over, the angel departed from him. What can we get from that? The Lord ain't going to do one other thing for you that you can do for yourself.
Amen.
The Lord will grow you some good gardens out here this spring, but you know what? He ain't going to grow them for you. And He's not going to get in there and cut the weeds down and quiet for you. He's left that up to you.
Amen.
You know what Peter had to say about this whole thing? He said, grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord.
That's right.
There's too many people in the church that ain't one day older than they was the day they got saved. You know what causes you to get stronger in the Lord? Trials and temptations and the things the devil does to you. That makes you pray harder and get close to the Lord. Oh, I'm here to say this to you. I was working with the first church that I'd ever worked with. Man, I mean the devil had that place going. And I looked over at my companion, that pretty little red-headed woman. And you know, I said, I'd rather take a beating than to go over there tonight. She said, you better go or close that Bible up and go home. She didn't comfort me one bit. She said, the Lord will be with you if you'll go and do what you're supposed to. I'll tell you what, the first 5 or 6 weeks I was there, you talk about a jungle. And you know, that night when I went, she counted 35 people that hit the floor and confessed what they had been doing. One woman said, I put in the last 6 months of stirring the trouble up among you with on the phone. By the time they got through that night, I'm telling you what, they was power in that place. You, there were people shouting all over that place.
Amen.
You can't have the church with the devil in it. Do you hear me?
Amen.
You've got to get him out. That little bunch of people there, they went ahead and they accepted Peter. Let me say this to you. The Lord's got plenty of time to take care of your trouble if you'll just turn it over to Him. Is there anybody here tonight that would be afraid to die if you died before you got home? That's a fair question. Is there anybody here that knows that you haven't got all the sins under the blood?
Listen.
That's the only thing that'll cover your sins up. Did you know that?
Amen.
There ain't a thing in this world that'll cover up your sins except the precious blood of the Lamb of God. I was under so much conviction, people. But my wife sent me, honey, to a grocery. Have a list. I got half of the things that was on the list, and half of the things wasn't on the list. I bought dog food, and we didn't even have a dog. Get under old-time conviction.
Amen.
That kind brother that lay it on the line. Conviction power makes you think you're the meanest person in the world.
Yes.
But I'll tell you what. Laid on that floor, brother preacher,
Amen.
And looked at the tile in the ceiling. I said, Lord, if it takes my life before I walk out of this church, let me know that I'm saved.
Amen.
When you get down there with the Lord, He'll get down there with you, do you hear me? Before the Lord saved me, I had one of the filthiest, dirtiest mouths a man could have. You see somebody out here that just says, I'm a Christian. They just can't keep from letting out them four-letter words. They need to find them on the altar somewhere and say, Lord, clean me up. Paul said that a carnal mind was an enmity against God.
Right.
Let me tell you something. I'd rather be an old-time Christian tonight than anything I know.
Amen.
I'd rather be an old-time Christian than to own everything on this ridge,
that's
every
right.
direction. I'm here to say this one thing to you. My wife's gone, but you could ask my children. You'll never hear me saying a dirty word. I thank God for that. Do I have problems? Well, of course I do. Everybody does. But I'll tell you, dirty talk is not one of them. I'm here to say this to you this evening. I told an old couple of sitting on their porch this evening. Beautiful place. They told me how many years they'd been married. I said, Lord, have mercy. Have you all ever thought about how much you owe the Lord? The Lord's blessed you and him with 3 children. You've got grandchildren. And all of this, and all of you's healthy. Things just going good. And yet you haven't thanked the Lord for nothing. Mm-hmm. Old man began to shake. Well, it's time to shake. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you something, children.
Bless.
I'll never be able to pay the Lord for what he's done for me. That old song my daddy said, he guessed more people had come from the altar with that song, I feel I'm traveling on.
Amen.
Honey, if I've ever seen my home again, I've got a better place of faith than I've ever had here. Come on, please. I got to sit down.
All right. Appreciate the message tonight on prayer. Now, I'm not no stranger to prayer. Jesus said in John chapter 18, verse number 1, that men ought always to pray, not faint. My son has walked in on his father many times, and there in the family room down on his knees praying, and he always eases out. It don't bother me a bit. I'm glad he'd see his daddy down on his knees praying. I'd rather see him doing anything else. My youngest granddaughter's walked in on her pop many times back there in the bedroom down on his knees praying. And she got enough confidence in her grandpa, she'll say, Pop, will you please pray for me? Will you pray for my daddy? Will you pray for us, Pop? What kind of reputation would someone have of you? Do you pray or do you seldom pray? I told y'all, my oldest daughter come in there one time, my bedroom, I was down on my knees praying, she just come join me. We just knelt there and wept for a while and prayed some more. I tell you right now, don't be a stranger to prayer. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17 says, pray without ceasing. James says, you have not cause you ask not. Maybe the biggest problem is not with God, maybe the biggest problem with you. Yeah. Sometimes you can ask amiss. Sometimes you can make things right, like the preacher preached last night. Just leave your gift on the altar and go make things right. The first Gentile to get saved was in Acts chapter 10. It was Cornelius. He wasn't a saved man. But yet God said he'd heard his prayers. Said his alms and prayers had come up before God. And God sent Peter to him. And the first Gentile was Cornelius. And I want you to know he's a prayed man. He lost here tonight. I'll tell you right now, there's really one prayer God will hear. And that's, Lord, be merciful, be a sinner. Thief on the cross said, Lord, remember me when you come into paradise. And Jesus said, today you'll be with me. Well, he said, remember me when you come to your kingdom. And Jesus said, today you'll be with me in paradise. If you're here lost tonight, I'll tell you right now, you're just one prayer away from heaven. That's as close as you'll ever get if you don't pray that prayer. We're not pitching horseshoes. You won't make it half. You got to make it all the way. Paul told Agrippa, he said, I wish you was all together as I am except for these bonds. They may have been Festus. He called him mad. He said, I'm not mad. I'm not mad, most noble Festus. But And I tell you what, he said, I wished you was like I am, except for these bonds. Paul, good and saved. If you're not saved tonight, won't you take advantage as well? Stand tonight. Won't you come up here and give God something that he deserves? Something he desires, your heart. He'll give you something you don't deserve. But it's something he desires to give you, and that's his mercy, his grace, his salvation, his blessing. Hear my Savior calling. I can hear my Savior calling. I can hear my Savior calling. Go with saved. I want God to remember me in prayer. I don't want to end up in hell. I want to go to heaven when I die. Is there somebody here tonight? Raise your hand, preacher. Please remember me in prayer. I'm not where I need to be with God. If I die tonight, I'd go to hell. God doesn't want me to go to hell. He wants me to go to heaven. I need prayer. Is there somebody here tonight? Be honest. Preacher, remember me in prayer. Raise your hand up. I'll see it. God will see it. Me and God will pray for you. See, he lives forever, make intercession. I'm not going to live forever, but I will make intercession. The Bible said God looked for the one if there's any intercessors in the land. Look for one to stand in the gap. There's someone here tonight, preacher, pray for me. I don't want to go to hell, that awful place where the worm dieth not, the fire's not quenched, where there's all their tongues for pain, where there's no morphine pumps, where there's no pain pills down there, where the crying, the cries go nowhere. That rich man's still there, crying for one drop of water. Is this somebody here tonight, preacher? Remember me. Remember me, please. One more verse, Brother Melvin.
Verse 3.
Go with him through the judgment. With you all the way. Preacher's right on the money tonight. You want to know why your government's like it is? Ain't nobody praying. Don't you know like how why your schools are like they are? You ain't going to fool me. See, righteousness exalteth a nation. Sin's a reproach to any people. And I'll tell you what, God, He's a just God. He said in Jeremiah chapter 33, call upon me, and I'll show you great mighty things you know not. He'll answer prayer. The only problem is we're not praying. You might look at me like a calf looking at a new gate. I'm not going to ask for a show of hands. My pastor one time said, I wonder how many people prayed for your pastor this week. One hand went up, and it went up real slow. It broke his heart. I wouldn't do that for nothing. I saw the effect it had on him. That was my hand that went up. I'm not saying that boastfully. I wished I could say I prayed like a man of God ought to pray. I wished I could say that. Daniel said morning, evening, noon, I'll pray. I tell you what, he prayed three times looking to Jerusalem. Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego, when they were threatened about the fiery furnace, they said, the fiery furnace, they said, King, we know our God's able, but whether he does or whether he don't, we're still not going to bow down to your idol, your golden idol. You'll find out one of these days, you'll find out, buddy, there will be a time that you'll pray. He mentioned about his wife going to the doctor. It's kind of a joke, but a woman went to a doctor, and the doctor said, we've done everything we know to do. We've tried every medicine, every procedure, every medical practice I know. Only thing I know left to do is pray. And she said, oh, God, has it come to that? And that's about what it takes to get us down on our knees sometimes. I've had a lot of times down on my knees. I've seen a lot of times God came through, too. Sometimes the answer is no. But I'll tell you what, buddy, when I'm praying in the will of God, the answer is good, and it's yes. I found out he's not far away. He's easily to be found if you'll seek after him.
Amen.
Anybody got a praise on your heart tonight, testimony? The preacher's right on the money tonight. You can owe me all you want to. He's right on the money tonight.
Amen.
Amen. Appreciate the message, Brother Keith. God bless you, preacher.
Brother Keith, now we've listened to several lost people today. It's yeah. Getting them years, one of them had cancer, and they need the Lord bad. And I'd like to help us remember them.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. Jesus up on Mount Transfiguration came down. Here's a demonic boy, his father. Said, Lord, if you could do anything, he cast that devil out of it. Well, he asked the father if he believed him. He said, Lord, I do have my unbelief. And Jesus thought he'd have his unbelief, cast that devil out of that boy. And then the disciples said, why couldn't we do it? And he said, this kind comes by prayer and fasting. He just pretty much told them what the problem was. See, that's what our problem is. We're not praying. We're not fasting. We go to these lost people. And I'll be honest with you, buddy. We're going in the flesh. We've done so much in the flesh, we don't realize how much we need the Spirit in what we do.
Yes.
Jesus told his disciples plainly, in John chapter 15, he said, without me, you can do nothing. We're doing nothing because we're trying to do things without him. I'll tell you right now, we'll go forth weeping, bearing precious seed. We'll return doubtless, rejoicing, bringing our sheaves. Make no mistake about it. He that winneth souls is wise, takes a lot of wisdom. One word fitly spoken is like golden apples and pitchers of silver. A lot about soul winning. You got to have discernment. Got to know God's leading and soul winning. I got to shut up. Anybody got anything on your heart tonight? Been good to be here.
Praise report. I went to the doctor, my first home doctor, my family doctor, and he had all the tests run on me.
Amen.
About 2 months ago, and he said that everyone showed up good.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen, says Sophia. Amen. I agree 100%. Amen, says Sophia. Amen. God bless you. Well, she gave me a blessing just giving testimony. Amen. She's the first one last night, first one tonight. She said, I just want to praise the Lord. Amen. Is anybody else here tonight got a testimony or praise tonight? I'm not going
to
keep
it. I feel right to go home without thanking the Lord for the blessings of this day.
Amen.
And what he means to us. You know, he's given the invitation. I remember in Matthew 25.
Yeah.
There was 10 virgins.
10.
But you know, those 5 foolish.
Right.
They didn't have no.
No oil to lamp, yeah.
And while they was gone to get oil, the door was closed.
True.
When they come back, it couldn't be open.
Couldn't get in.
That's a sad part to think about. God said, my spirit won't always strive with
you. That's right.
There could come a day in your life that that door will close.
That's right.
Regardless of how much you beat, how much
Amen,
you
brother.
You can be closed outside.
That's true.
And it's so sad to think that people will go in their life knowing that they're going to hell if they don't get things right with God.
Amen.
And it's a real place. I mean, I can tell you it ain't, but it's a real place. Just as sure as they're a heaven, they're a hell.
Amen.
Just as sure as you're on this earth, you're going somewhere.
Amen.
Because you're not here to stay. You've got 2 choices to make.
Amen.
And it's up to you what choice you want to make.
Amen.
God can't save you against your will.
That's right.
God wants to save you because you want to be saved.
Amen.
You see, your sins are destroying you, tearing your family apart. And when you see this
Amen.
And realize the devil is doing this, and God has no hand in it, the devil is doing it. And when you'll be willing to come and lay it on the altar, preacher said a while ago, lay it all down there. Don't take part of it back on. Because you'll never be satisfied that way.
That's right.
Get shed a bowl of it.
Amen.
Go home Amen. And rejoice then because your heart is right with God.
Amen, Bridget.
I'll tell you something. Bible, Paul said, the things I used to love, I now hate.
That's right.
The things I used to love, I don't want around me anymore.
That's right.
The friends I used to have, I don't want them as my friends no more because they're on the wrong side of the track.
That's right. You're right.
I want to go to heaven this thing's over. And I made my mind up a long time
Amen.
Ago. There was nothing on this side that was worth dying and going
Bless
to hell.
Bless your heart, preacher. Amen.
Lay it all down. Come clean with God.
Amen.
I'm glad tonight that I'm a Christian and I'm not ashamed to tell nobody where I'm at.
Amen.
And tell them where I stand.
Amen.
Because the Word of God is going to stand.
That's right.
And I thank God tonight for people that will take the Word just like it is.
Yeah.
Preach it with the power of God.
Preach several
That it can touch the hearts of the lost. The lost can be saved. And the backslider can be reclaimed. I don't know
right.
people in this country don't believe in backsliding anymore.
Oh, me.
Oh, you don't backslide no more. God will bring you back before you die. I'm going to tell you something. Don't you put it off.
Amen.
You plan on that.
Amen.
Because if you die in your sins, you're going to face eternity. You're going to face God in your sins. I don't care how many times you join a church, and I don't care how many times
Amen.
You've been on the altar, and how many holes of water you've been in. That
Thank
ain't going to get you to heaven.
Amen.
It's a change of heart.
Amen.
To believe in God.
Woo! Praise the Lord. God bless you, preacher. Matthew chapter 25, if you'll read that, you'll notice he said, I know you not.
Right.
And in Matthew chapter 7, they said, Do we not cast out devils in thy name? Do many mighty works in thy name? And he said, I never knew you. Don't miss them too right there. He said, I know my sheep. My sheep know my voice. Another they'll not follow. It's pretty sad when 5 were with the 10.
Right.
5 was foolish, 5 was wise, and 5, he said, I know you not. I don't know how many there was on the other bunch, but he said, I never knew you. Make sure you know him.
Right.
I'm telling you right now, Paul said, I know in whom I have believed. I'm persuaded he's able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day. I'm glad he knows Eddie Wade. I'm in the book. Sins on the blood, been born again. If you're not in the book, sins not on the blood, not been born again, forget it. You ain't got any chance whatsoever going to heaven. It's not a hit and miss. To Jesus is the door, the way, the truth, and life. You're not coming without Him. God, I've got to shut up. Hey, man, this is a good place to be here tonight.
No remission for sin.
That's right.
Took the blood sacrifice.
He's exactly right.
That sacrifice.
That's
He's
right.
He's that lamb that was slain from the foundation of the world.
From the foundation of the world. Christ, our Passover lamb, was crucified for us.
Right.
Amen. Hallelujah. I've read that Bible completely through 17 times, and every time it said the exact same thing. It said, I love you, Eddie Wade. I love you this much.
Mm-hmm.
Died. Was a lot of love. He said, I love you this much. And died for me. And I've never forgot what he done for me. I may not ever be able to do anything for him, but I'm never going to forget what he done for me.
Amen.
Anybody else tonight?
Yeah, I got a praise.
Go ahead, Brother Darrell.
I want to thank God for what he means to me.
Amen.
You know, I know, we had service there Wednesday night. There's only three of us.
Bless him.
You know, Brother Melvin said we was going to kind of cut the service short to go to the funeral home.
Bless his heart.
I said, I'll try. But you know, I could have said, Brother Melvin, you know, we could just close up now and go home.
Bless
That's him. What the devil wanted us to do.
Bless him.
But we went ahead and preached what God wanted us to do.
Bless you, Brother Darrell.
So, I thank God for everything. I thank God for taking us back.
Amen.
You know, there's going to be one day, every knee is going to bow.
That's right.
And every tongue is going to confess.
Heaven.
I was reading something today in the Bible, and I got to sitting there and I got to thinking about it.
Bless his heart.
You know, it says, eyes have not seen.
Eyes not seen. Ears never heard.
What God has got prepared for us.
Amen.
You know, that's something.
Never in the heart.
That, you know, that no man can take away from us.
Amen.
You know, we can read over in Revelation. It can tell us how big heaven's going to be.
Oh, boy.
Over in the 22nd chapter.
Amen.
I thank God tonight for his saving grace.
Amen, Brother Don.
I thank him for the day that he died and that blood came down.
Amen. Amen. We sung that song that first night. I think he paid a debt he did not owe. I owed a debt I could not pay. What a song. Amen.
I failed him a lot of times.
Oh, we do that, brother. At our best state, Psalms 39 says we're vanity. I mean, all the halo that you can muster up. Man, at his best state is vanity. Paul said his righteousness. He said, Isaiah said our righteousness filled the rags, but Paul said, found not having my own righteousness at the law, but his righteousness. I'll tell you right now, but I don't want to be clothed in any way. I want to be clothed in Jesus Christ. I want to stand before God and have my advocate, my brother, my Lord, my Savior, saying this one belongs to me. Because I'm going to tell you right now, buddy, there's with one mediator, and it ain't that guy's got that stick. I'll tell you right now, there's one mediator between us and God. I want him standing by my side saying, this one belongs to me. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Anybody else tonight? Been good to be here. I'll tell you that right now. Been saved long enough. I know it's been good to be here. Appreciate the message tonight.
Amen.
Amen.
I appreciate
the
Everybody else coming. I hope you just keep coming.
Tomorrow night will be a tough night. You know, them Wildcats and them Louisville's going to play tomorrow night. We'll find out how many's in the flesh and how many's in the spirit tomorrow night. But I hope to see it filled up again tomorrow night. You know, you can prove how much the Lord means to you by coming back tomorrow night, but I wouldn't put you in that predicament. That'd be between you and him.
Sister Curley can't be here tomorrow night, but she's going to be watching the ball game
now. We understand that. I appreciate everybody that's came. And I tell you what, if you didn't get something tonight, come back tomorrow night and we'll try to fill both buckets tomorrow night. Preacher, you care to dismiss this word of prayer while you're standing there?
Our Heavenly Father, Lord, as we come to you tonight, God, we want to thank you for this service. We thank you, Lord, for the brother that brought the message, God, for the pastor.
Yes.
All dead, that's all I know money. And tonight we're so thankful for the gospel. For glad tonight, God, that we can know where we're at. And Lord, thank you when you're in the service tonight. Don't know where we're at, God. We pray somewhere, Lord, before the service is done with all the divine calls. Thank you, Savior, need for a Savior, find yourself, Lord. Go with us for tonight. Bless the church, bless the pastor. Let's give them all praise.
Amen.